Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Was the biggest tech story back in January. What will happen TikTok in the US? President Trump signed an order back in January lifting the threat to ban it in the States for 75 days in the hope that US owners could be found. That search is ongoing and the order was extended for another 75 days last Friday. All this is complicated by the ongoing tariff war that has now set sail with between the US and China. To try and make sense of all this, I'm delighted to be joined by our own tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue. How are you, Andy?
I'm good. Good to talk to you, Bobby. Interesting story.
Yeah, now let's delve into a little bit about the history of this, Andy. Obviously a Chinese company going gangbusters in America, but not liked by the US administration.
Not liked by the US administration, and probably, and I think it is relevant to the context, probably not liked a lot by Facebook or by Twitter owners, because TikTok has been a global phenomenon, launched in 2016, developed by a company called ByteDance. And TikTok launched, originally it was a website called Musical.ly. And it was kind of looked a little bit like YouTube at the time. It was all about lip syncing and users create and share short videos set to music. Now, zoom ahead, 2016, ByteDance start running TikTok. And right now, TikTok boasts about probably 1.4 billion users worldwide. Wow. 170 million of them are in the US, slightly less than the EU. And it is a phenomenon, but ByteDance, the parent, own a number of popular apps, really popular in China. It has the Chinese counterpart is called Douyin, and TikTok's parent is in itself a complicated company because 60% of it is owned by global investors and the likes of BlackRock, KKR, Susquehanna, people like that. 20% is owned by the ByteDance co-founders and Chinese investors, and 20% is owned by employees. The problem that TikTok has is that it really, almost in a sense, Bobby, became too successful.
Yeah.
And last year, the US government enacted PAFACA, this law protecting Americans from foreign adversary-controlled applications. Looked like TikTok was going to be banned in the context of that law. Courts decided that it had to be sold. President Trump, when he came back to power in January, gave it a 75-day deadline, as you outlined. The second one has been put into force now. So we have up to June 19th. So who's going to buy TikTok? It's got to be a US owner or predominantly US owned. I think it's likely that ByteDance will retain 20% of it. Amazon have kind of come in as a last minute suitor. Oracle, founded by Larry Ellison, are going to be in the mix here somewhere. It has been vaunted that possibly as a buyer. I think no. I think probably Oracle will control the data from TikTok because they are trusted and very good at managing data. And then, believe it or not, other investor groups have turned up. Tim Stokely, who's the founder of OnlyFans, he's going to buy it, he says. Now, how much is it going to cost? Possibly $40 to $50 billion is what the US entity is worth. Its revenue, so that your listeners kind of can contextualize it, it's kind of somewhere between YouTube and Instagram. And overall, the US arm of TikTok contributes probably 20% of what ByteDance earns. So this, Bobby, is a complicated geopolitical big deal.
And would I be right in saying that because so many consumers, i.e. younger people, are all on TikTok, a lot of SMEs use it to sell products. So this is a consumer-led sort of revolution to keep it that really Trump can't ignore. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely right. And it took them quite a while to experiment and to kind of get the shopping and e-commerce element together, but they have. And so TikTok Shop has done very well. You are right. It's appealing in the same way to a slightly, initially slightly younger audience than Instagram even. However, now we can't really, users of all ages. Only recently I read TikTok's advertising brochure, essentially. And it is compelling stuff, Bobby, about the audience, about being able to target the audience, about essentially driving sales for SMEs. Because when you think about it, you can create your own video. They don't have to be short form anymore. They can be sales based. They can be informative based. They can be, you know, designed for specific niches of demographics. And so advertising is really important. And so advertisers on TikTok in the US are very important, and TikTok make a lot of money in the US. But the complexity about the deal is that the Chinese government would have to approve a deal. In the light of what's happened over the last week, it seems extremely unlikely that they would do that. But even if a deal is approved, Bobby, the key question is around the algorithm, because TikTok are simply so good at this and so good at addressing specific customers and demographics on the platform, who will control the algorithm. It is most likely that the Chinese company will not hand that over, that it will be licensed to the US, and the US will probably demand that so that they can see if it does indeed pose a security threat to American citizens.
Well, interesting that you say that, because it looks like all trade is probably going to stop between the US and China. So really, what this is going to be, I suppose, influenced by this, we're probably likely to see another extension, are we? Because it's kind of one of those things that if the war is ongoing with the tariffs, it's as easy to kick this down the road.
I think you're absolutely right. Because and look at who has to agree here. ByteDance have to agree, yes. President Trump has to agree, yes. And the Chinese government have to agree on this deal. Chinese government did threaten to block any transaction. And then we thought they were softening their stance. However, predictions, we now know, are difficult. And it is possible that the White House could abruptly change its plans in regards to this.
All right. It's a fascinating story. One we'll keep an eye on. As always, a big thanks to our tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue. Thanks, Andy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.